You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with entrepreneur, strategic marketing expert, and sought-after public speaker, Rachel Braun-Sherrill. Rachel is principal and co-founder of Spark Solutions for Growth, a results-driven consultancy focusing on helping clients, both Fortune 500 and startups, make better strategic choices. Rachel writes and speaks broadly on issues related to leadership, women in business, and finding a communication style that will help you build and grow your business. Rachel, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks so much for having me back.
And you're more than welcome. So for the listeners that may have missed the first broadcast or interview that we did here on the network, what does Spark Solutions for Growth do?
Very simply, Spark really focuses on helping companies make better strategic choices to drive growth. And what that really means is finding the critical leverage point in your business or in your environment where you can apply some pressure at that leverage point and change the direction of your business. And obviously the direction you want it to go is better, stronger, bigger, you know, upwards.
And tell us the types of companies that you work with and what kinds of problems you're helping them solve.
Sure. We've been at this quite a long time. The majority of our companies, our clients, tend to be the names and brands that you would know, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Bayer, American Express, Disney, large companies who are leaders in their individual spaces and categories. We also do a lot of work for startups. Having run our own venture-backed startup, we feel like we have great insight into the kinds of decisions you need to make to help your business really grow. And one of our fundamental principles when we look at all this is most businesses can only do a couple of things really well. And part of the challenge is identifying what those things are that you do well that simultaneously will drive the growth of your business. So in terms of the kinds of questions people will ask us, it will be things like, my growth has stagnated. I used to be number one in my category. What's next? Why am I where I am? So we focus for a lot of companies on helping them answer the question, where should I invest my time and money where I will get a return on my investment in a way that grows my business? So is it on new customers? Is it a new way of communicating to existing customers? Should I be launching in multiple categories or new products? Is it about geographic expansion? But asking, where is the leverage point that I need to apply pressure so that I can grow my business? And once I do that, how do I develop a strategy to execute that? Because, you know, the expression, advertising that no one sees is art. Strategy that no one implements, you know, is not even worth the paper that it's printed on, to use an old world expression. So what can I do? Why should I do it? How should I do it? And how will I know when I've done it successfully?
If you would, tell us about the particular interest that you have in women-driven businesses.
Sure. I've spent a lot of time in my career working on women's businesses, and as Mary, my business partner, and I like to say, we've worked on women's products from the tops of their heads to the tips of their toes. But what I think really was the main driver is I spent much of the last several years working on a company focused on female sexual health and wellness, where we provided solutions in that area. And what was particularly amazing to me, going through the process as a woman, as an entrepreneur and trying to raise money in the venture community, just becoming really, really aware of the fact that it is different for a woman. And that's not, it's not better or worse. It's, you have to go in with the reality that the way you communicate is different, the way it is interpreted is different, and really being aware of how you communicate and how you get things done in the context of your own style, I think becomes particularly important. And in my mind, as I speak and teach and learn myself, there are a couple of critical areas where I think that, in general, women are not being taught to develop skills. And in my mind, those areas are negotiation, sales, and what I would call networking for business growth. So not going to a cocktail party and making small talk, but networking in the sense that you're building relationships that can build your business and can mutually build the other person's business. And ultimately, sales, to me, everything comes down to a transaction. And one of the real focus areas of our consulting is, what are you doing that's going to drive the transaction that's going to grow your business? We're very pragmatic and we're very focused on developing strategies that measurably impact your business. And for the most part, we're looking at revenue growth.
Today, we're joined by Rachel Braun-Sherrill, the principal and co-founder of Spark Solutions for Growth, a results-driven consultancy focusing on helping clients, both Fortune 500 and startups, make better strategic choices here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Rachel, I know you do a lot of public speaking. What kinds of groups do you like to speak with, and about what, and who should be calling you?
Well, thank you for the offer, the layup to answer that question. I do a lot of speaking at universities and business schools, really focused on not only some primary concepts about building your leadership platform, but actually how you go about making choices that drive growth. I have a particular interest in women's leadership because I think there are real opportunities for women in this current environment where there's an awareness of the differences of style, and there's an awareness of having women on your board being a benefit for your economic return, to really harness what it is that makes you different in a positive way and using that to grow your business. So, for instance, I spent a lot of time talking to female students, both at the college and the MBA level, about what is your voice? What are you trying to communicate? What do you want people to see when they look at you? And it's almost like figuring out, you know, how you want to dress. Do you want to look like the corporate executive? Do you want to look like the fun pal next door? What is the image that you're trying to communicate? Because that will have a huge impact on how people respond to you. You know, my style, for better or worse, really is very direct. You don't get confused when I'm talking. You're very clear about my position. Now, that has worked for me. That doesn't work for everybody, and I also have to modify that sometimes depending on my audience. But it's really assessing the situation you're in and figuring out how you have to communicate, what you have to say, how you have to behave to ultimately achieve the goal that you're in that meeting or in that environment to achieve. The other thing I speak a lot about is people are very interested in this female sexual health space and building a business. So I'm often asked to provide basically a case study on what it was like to be a vagipreneur, how you raise money, how you talk about it, how you drive product sales, how you build relationships.
And lastly, how should business owners, especially women, plan out their career path? Where should they start?
That's a complex question that I think has a multi-tiered answer. The first thing I would say is you can plan it out, and then, you know, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. So I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't have a goal, but you have to be aware that your goal and your circumstances, and therefore the combination of those two, will change over time. So I think you have to start with the expectation with, this is where I want to go based on the information that I have, but I'm aware and willing to accept that I might take a slight right turn, a sharp right turn, turn around 180 degrees based on the circumstances that I'm in. And I will need the skills to best manage the predictability of unpredictability. So no matter what I do, there are going to be things that face me in my career that I didn't expect. And they could be things in your professional life. They could be things in your personal life. They could be things totally out of your control. The second piece that I would say is it's really important to understand two things. What you're good at, and what you love doing. And I think it's the intersection of those two things. There are plenty of things that lots of men and women are good at, but they don't particularly like doing them. And I use this metric in my own life. You constantly hear the expression, if you love what you're doing, work isn't work. And I would say, if you love what you're doing, the parts that aren't as fun don't feel as painful. So if you're in an environment focusing on a problem or answering a question in a category or with people that you feel passionate about, that to me makes it much easier to go through what will be the, you know, inevitable ups and downs of a career path. You know, this is a long time we're at this. You know, I've been at it 25 years plus, and, you know, hopefully another 25.
You betcha on that one. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Spark Solutions for Growth online and how they could be potentially in touch with you as well.
Okay, thanks. The best place is our website, sparksolutionsforgrowth.com, or they can reach me directly at my email, which is rbscherl@sparksolutionsforgrowth.com. We love answering questions. We love talking about what we do, and we love, most important, helping people figure out what are the questions they should be focused on answering. So we encourage and look forward to conversations that are just for information gathering or that ultimately lead to client engagements.
In conclusion, Rachel, if you would, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners?
My new expression that I say is work is a marathon and a sprint. So often you hear the expressions that, you know, it's a marathon and you really have to pace yourself. I think the reality is that with the pace of business and the pace of technological change and the increasing pace of globalization, that you have to have a long-term perspective, but know you're going to need every bit of energy every day to be running towards that goal.
Rachel, certainly has been good to have had you back, and come back anytime here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Have a great day.
You too. We've been speaking with Rachel Braun-Sherrill, the principal and co-founder of Spark Solutions for Growth, a results-driven consultancy focusing on helping clients, both Fortune 500 and startups, make better strategic choices. And the website of reference is sparksolutionsforgrowth.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.